Jim Jordan, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, held yet another hearing this week on the so-called weaponization of the federal government. And of course, he is talking about the weaponization of the federal government, allegedly against Donald J. Trump. And Democratic Representative Stacey Plaskett has had enough of this crap. So when it was her turn to speak at this hearing on Wednesday, Plaskett absolutely tore Jim Jordan and many other Republicans to shreds. Here is what Plaskett had to say. Why are we back this time? We're here because former President Trump is on trial in New York. That's why we're here. On Monday and Tuesday of this week, his former attorney, Michael Cohen, delivered devastating testimony implicating former President Trump in a hush money payment scheme. We all know that the former president exacts loyalty from all of his followers, and especially GOP officials and those that work for him. Blind loyalty. Republicans hightailed it to New York City to show him that they are with him, and Trump, in turn, demands that every Republican official serve him like the incorrigible, degenerate, spoiled brat that he is, and use their positions to aid his criminal defense. We're here at the beck and call of Trump fanatics and talking heads on cable and internet talk shows in the MAGA world who, like Bartiromo and Bannon, have goaded this committee to act. Now, this committee, the House Judiciary Committee, has been holding hearings on the so-called weaponization of government for a year now. And so far, they have come up with nothing, not a single shred of evidence to suggest that anything that they want to find happening is actually happening. And that's why Plaskett is understandably pissed off at this point. You're wasting everybody's time. You're doing it because Donald Trump wants you to do it. You've been doing it for over a year. You've come up with nothing. Yet you're back at it this week because you're trying to run interference for Donald Trump. That is what Plaskett is pointing out to Jim Jordan. And every word that Plaskett said right there is 100% true. Maria Bartiromo has asked Republicans, why are you not doing more? Why are you not getting to the bottom of this? Why have your investigations come up empty-handed? So they keep going. Steve Bannon, same thing. So these Republicans on this committee, led by Jim Jordan, continue to go through the sham process, continue to try to convince us that something's happening, even though they can't find any evidence to suggest that it's happening. But they're all doing it to make Donald Trump feel a little bit better about what's happening in his life. Because these idiots refuse to acknowledge the reality that Donald Trump may have done some things wrong in his life. And what I love about this is that just like the Hunter Biden investigation, just like the President Biden investigation, the impeachment inquiry, the weaponization inquiry has also come up completely empty-handed. Yet to hear Republicans tell the story, oh, we're on the cusp, right? Oh, we're on the verge. We found this little snippet of a thing here that might maybe prove kind of one of the things that we've said. Oh, we're almost there. But they've been saying that for over a year in multiple different investigations. They have nothing. They have nothing because what they are trying to prove doesn't exist, but they're trying to prove it because, as Plaskett points out, Trump is forcing you to try to prove it. This Congress, controlled by Republicans, has been the least productive Congress in the history of the United States. That is a fact. And if they continue this path they want to stay on, it is absolutely going to crush them in November. And Donald Trump will be to blame. I'd say you could blame the Republicans there, but they're too spineless to have a mind of their own, so they take their marching orders from Trump, and when they get clobbered in November, it's all his fault. Donald Trump this week appeared on the Hugh Hewitt Show with conservative talker Hugh Hewitt, where Donald Trump was going on a rant about how President Biden has, as Trump said, infirmity, which is not a word, but that's what he used to describe President Biden. And while he's trying to trash President Biden, Donald Trump got off on his own tangent. He basically interrupted his own tirade against Biden to start ranting about water in California. Here is how that went down. Donald Trump was talking about, you know, President Biden and Vice President Harris, you know, could they replace Biden on the ballot? And he said, you know, he may have to due to his infirmity. But then he said, I don't think they'll have a choice. I mean, Gavin's a terrible governor. Gavin Newsom, he's a terrible governor. I think he does a terrible job. I have things out in California and, you know, it's so beautiful. Everything. The weather is the best. Everything is so good. But he just does a terrible job. You know, water. I had a deal for water to come down from the north. They have so much water and they don't do it because they're trying to protect a tiny, tiny little fish that hasn't made it. And millions of gallons of water is sent into the Pacific Ocean, routed right into the Pacific instead of coming down throughout California. So President Biden's infirmity, Gavin Newsom, California, beautiful, great weather, water. Like, as soon as he says the word water, it's like a dog seeing a squirrel. Let me read that again. This everything is so good, but he just does a terrible job. You know, water. I had a deal for water. Like, it just sparked something in his brain. Like, water, 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 water. I had a deal for water. Water was going to come from the north, but now it's not coming from the north. Where's the water? It's in the ocean. Ocean has big water. Found it. This man is insane. Like, genuinely something very diagnosably wrong with Donald Trump's brain. And the best part is, I'm not the only one who sees it. Because when Donald Trump finished and he's talking about, oh, the water goes straight into the Pacific Ocean, Hugh Hewitt himself became so exasperated with Donald Trump that he immediately interrupts him and says, all right, I've got your statement. I'm ready to go. The dates are proposed to find anywhere, anytime, anyplace. So even Hugh Hewitt, who obviously likes Donald Trump, he realized how bad what was happening in Donald Trump's brain was. And he had to immediately put an end to it and take it back to the original point, which is you've agreed to do presidential debates. Because that's what the original question was. Debates, then it went to President Biden, then it went to possibly replacing the infirmity of President Biden with Gavin, then to California, then to water in the Pacific Ocean. I mean, oh my God, Donald Trump's train of thought is just completely derailed. But this is what this man is. And we're supposed to believe that President Biden's afraid to debate him? No, this is going to be hilarious because Donald Trump's brain has definitely gotten so much worse than the last time he debated President Biden. It's going to be a train wreck. It's going to be hilarious at times. But it's not going to be substantive, so if you're watching this to try to figure out who's got the better policies, you're not going to get any answers. But if you're looking for a fun time and for Donald Trump to be making a complete and total ass of himself, then yeah, these debates are going to be a hell of a lot of fun. So this week, as I'm sure everybody knows by now, President Biden challenged Donald Trump to two debates, one in June, one in September, outside of the Commission on Presidential Debates. And Donald Trump immediately accepted. He said, let's get ready to rumble. That's literally what he put in his post where he accepted the invitation. So the debates are on, right? Hours, just hours after they agreed to do these debates, Laura Trump, the co-chair of the RNC, runs crying to Sean Hannity on Fox News, claiming that the debates are rigged. The debates that really haven't been set up at all in any way, because like everybody just agreed to it a couple hours before she went crying to Sean Hannity, are somehow, some way already rigged against Donald Trump. And by the way, Laura was not the only one on that program arguing that these debates, again, that are not even set up, are already rigged against Donald Trump. Sean Hannity himself also said it. Here's how it went down. Laura Trump said, quote, he called their bluff. The scales are always tipped against the former president. And then Hannity jumped in and he said, but this is the thing. They're trying to collude. The media mob and Joe Biden, they dictate all the conditions, all the rules, and Donald Trump gets no say. Sorry, that's not how it's ever worked, and that's not fair. Americans will see right through that. It can't work like that here. It's bad enough he's agreed to go on two liberal networks. And then Laura Trump chimed back in and said, I think you're correct. What Donald Trump has said is that he wants more debates. Okay, that's actually not the point Hannity was making, but okay. And then she continued. It's rigged so heavily in Joe Biden's favor, but everything always is. You've got Hollywood against Donald Trump. You've got the music industry against Donald Trump. Mainstream media. Despite that, and even the judicial system at this point, he is beating Joe Biden in every poll out there. It's amazing to see. So if Joe Biden shows up on June 27th and doesn't come up with an excuse like he has to wash his hair or something, I have full confidence that Donald Trump will outperform him. Even though it's rigged, right? The thing that we really don't have any of the actual, you know, set in stone details yet, totally rigged against him. Hollywood hates him. Because he's an ass. The music industry doesn't like him. Because he sucks. He's beating President Biden in every poll. No, he's not. No, he's not. That's simply not true. Now, here's the fun part, of course. These debates are going to happen. President Biden is not the same man he was 4 years ago. He doesn't have as much fire and passion in him because he's gotten older, right? He is a little bit slower. He talks a little bit slower now. He talks a little bit more quietly now. So maybe that's going to hurt Biden. But at the same time, as I've previously mentioned, Trump is also not the same person he was 4 years ago when they first debated. Trump's brain has descended into just mush. The trial, the stress and anxiety from the trial that he's currently sitting through has made his mental problems 1,000 times worse. And by the way, that is actually what the mental health professionals are telling us, the people who are trained to recognize what's going on. So Trump is going to go out there and he's not going to have the benefits of having his friendly conservatives out there to bail him out when he gets in trouble. You know, his good buddies aren't going to be able to cut him off when he starts going on these ridiculous tangents. He's screwed because he's on his own. And that's always been the big problem for Donald Trump. When he doesn't have anybody kind of directing him and telling him what to say, things go haywire. And that's what we can expect from these debates. But it is not rigged against Donald Trump. It is not rigged in favor of President Biden. These are the debates. Donald Trump agreed to it anytime, any place, under any conditions President Biden wants. So maybe you ought to have a talk with your candidate and tell him like, hey, think before you speak, because maybe you did just agree to something that you're not ready for. But what's really happening is that just like they are with their election lies, they're setting the stage for when Trump fails. So this way, when Donald Trump goes out on that debate stage on June 27th, if he does a bad job, they've already laid the groundwork to tell his supporters like, oh, well, he did a bad job because it's rigged against him. We've been telling you that for a month that it's rigged against him. And see, that's what happened. That's why he didn't win. Because there always has to be an excuse in place ready to go for Donald Trump. In case something goes bad for him, it's not his fault. It's not because he's a piece of crap. It's because it's rigged against him. Whether it's elections rigged against him, even though they weren't. Whether it's the judicial system rigged against him, even though it's not, or the debates rigged against him, even though they're not, they put the excuses in place first to lower everybody's expectations about how Trump is going to perform. For the last 2 weeks, we have seen a parade of weirdos and wackos from the Republican Party marching in and out of that Manhattan courtroom every day to show their support for Donald Trump, right? Republican senators like J.D. Vance and Tommy Tuberville and Lindsey Graham, other assorted Republican members of the House of Representatives, Alina Habba's been in and out, Laura Trump has been in and out, you've had Texas Governor Greg Abbott show up for some reason. You've had Governor Doug Burgum show up for no reason. A lot of Republicans coming in and out. And typically when these people leave for the day, they speak to the press. And when they speak to the press, it's very clear that they are attacking witnesses, attacking the judge, attacking the judge's family. So they're basically violating the gag order for Donald Trump, as he is reportedly instructing them to do, which is a massive violation of the gag order, by the way. So all of this is happening, but the real question is, how does this affect the jury? Well, according to a lawyer who up until a year ago was representing Donald Trump, Tim Parlatore, this isn't going to sit well with the jury, and Trump is actually hurting himself by parading in his friends and weirdos. Here's what Parlatori said during an interview with CNN this week. He was asked a question, what does it say to you about where the Republican Party, historically the party of law and order, is at the moment where you have top leaders accompanying Trump to his criminal proceedings? And Parlatori responded, well, I don't know how effective that's going to be for the jury. I mean, I heard that there was an incident where a couple of elected officials walked in and made kind of a bustle, not waiting for a break. And so I think that when you do that kind of thing, it does have the potential for a negative impact on the jury. Again, I'm a lawyer. I'm not a political guy. But I don't think that doing that kind of theatrics within the courtroom is going to necessarily be helpful, especially when you have the judge, who apparently was visibly annoyed by that as well, that also has an effect on the jury. So, a lot to unpack there. But let's start with the fact that when Tim Parlatori joined Donald Trump's legal team, and of course, as I mentioned, he left last year, I sat right here and I did a segment talking about the fact that Tim Parlatori is actually a good lawyer. He has a good resume, right? He is a successful guy. So when Parlatori was brought into Trump's legal team, it was like, oh, wow, he actually hired a good lawyer. So I do trust Parlatori. And I said that from the beginning. He's a good lawyer. And he dumped Donald Trump, which makes him an even better lawyer. But that's beside the point. So this guy is sitting here telling us that, listen, I'm a lawyer. I know how courtrooms work. And if you're going to go in there and parade around with nothing but theatrics instead of, you know, facts and evidence, the jury's not going to like it. The jury's going to start getting annoyed because it annoys the judge. And when it annoys the judge, it changes the whole tone for the way things go for the rest of the trial. It can make the courtroom a miserable place. It can prolong the proceedings. It can prolong the trial itself because the judge has to take time out to now address all these idiots in the courtroom. You know, there's been reports this week that also say that Judge Mershon is getting so frustrated with these people coming in and out and, of course, possibly violating the gag order on Trump's orders that he's now considering sanctioning these people along with Donald Trump again. And if that happens, that's going to take time out of the regular trial day. It's going to push things back. These jurors are going to have to keep coming in for a couple extra days because they have to make up for the lost time. So Trump is pissing these people off. These Republicans in the courtroom are pissing these people off. But Trump's not going to stop because it makes him feel better. This is a plan that they put in place weeks ago to make Donald Trump feel better, to prevent him from acting out in court. And it may be preventing him from acting out in court, but according to people who know a thing or two, it might also be killing him with that jury that holds his fate in their hands. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.